T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
As for the highlights, well, Game 1 was certainly an important game. The Mets needed to win that to keep their playoff hopes alive. With the Phillies losing tonight and the Giants just getting started, even as of right now, if the Mets had won both of their games, they still would have been eligible for the postseason with the possibility of carrying that into the final day tomorrow. And they got a lead in Game 1 of the doubleheader today. It was Scherzer against DeGrom, sixth time. Those two have matched up against one another. Scherzer gave up a couple of hits in the first two innings, but no runs. DeGrom retired the first five that he faced before a Yan Gomes base hit, and then he struck out Luis Garcia. But in the third, Luis Guillorme started with a walk against Scherzer, and then Scherzer's former battery mate, Wilson Ramos, did some damage. One ball, two strikes on Ramos, the pitch. That ball's hit in the air toward deep center. Robles goes back for it. He watches it sail. Net ball is gone. A home run for Wilson Ramos to straightaway center field and well over the 402 sign in center field. Ramos takes Scherzer deep, and the Mets take a 2-0 lead here in the third. 440 feet off the bat of Ramos, his fifth home run of the season. First time he's hit one off a man that he caught for a few years as a member of the Nationals, Max Scherzer, and the Mets up 2-0 with DeGrom on the mound. But DeGrom gave a run right back in the bottom of the third after recording back-to-back strikeouts to start the inning. It was Andrew Stevenson who took advantage of a hanging breaking ball. It's 2-2 on the left-handed batting Stevenson. DeGrom from his windup, left leg kick, the pitch. That ball was hung, and Stevenson hammered it deep toward right center. McNeil ranges back toward the wall, looks up, and it's gone. Home run for Andrew Stevenson. It was a hanging slider from DeGrom, and Stevenson belts his first home run of the year. Mets lead cut to 2-1. First home run since August of 2018 in the big leagues for Stevenson. His second big league homer, and the Mets lead had shrunk. But Ahmed Rosario on the top of the fourth would get that run right back. The 1-1 pitch coming. Rosario hits it hard toward deep center. Robles chasing after this one. Watches this one sail, and that's gone. A home run for Ahmed Rosario to straightaway center field off of Scherzer. And the Mets get their run back. They take a 3-1 lead here in the fourth. Scherzer for the season has given up now 10 home runs, two of them against the Mets today. Rosario didn't start the game. Andrés Giménez left after some oblique tightness. So that was the first at-bat for Rosario, and he went deep off of Max Scherzer. So the Mets up 3-1 in the fourth in a 7-inning game with DeGrom on the mound. But in the bottom of the fourth, after retiring the first two hitters, DeGrom gave up back-to-back bloop singles to Brock Holt and Yan Gomes. And with Luis Garcia at the plate, DeGrom would uncork a wild pitch, scoring Holt. DeGrom would eventually get a strikeout to end the inning, but the third inning was kind of long, so was the fourth inning, and the Mets lead was 3-2. Then in the fifth, Victor Robles struck out to lead off, while Andrew Stevenson hurt DeGrom again, and not just DeGrom, but Dominic Smith, too. One ball and two strikes, DeGrom comes home. Stevenson hits one in the air toward deep left. This one headed for the corner. Backing up, Dominic Smith reaching out. He can't get it, and he bangs into the wall, and the ball is laying on the warning track in left field. Stevenson's rounding the bases. He gets to third. He's going to score easily. Smith is still down on the warning track in left as Stevenson hits an inside-the-park home run to tie this game at 3. Andrew Stevenson banged one deep toward the left field corner the other way. Dominic Smith got a glove on it, but as he went into a slide, he was closer to the wall than he apparently realized, and he banged face first right into the fence. He was laying on the ground for quite a while Stevenson just ran the bases. The Mets did allow Dominic Smith to stay in the game, although he did not play in Game 2, and Stevenson with an over-the-fence homer and an inside-the-park home run. As he picked up his first two homers of the year, he tied the game at 3 with that shot off DeGrom. DeGrom then labored through the rest of the fifth inning, ended up throwing 113 pitches to get through 5 innings, but he did have 10 strikeouts as he finishes with a league-leading 104 strikeouts for the year. DeGrom Painting the Corners, brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store or sherwinwilliams.com and learn how to make the most of your color with the very best paint. But DeGrom would leave with the game tied. The Mets in the top of the sixth had a chance against Max Scherzer. Robinson Cano doubled with one out. Guillermo Heredia went in as a pinch runner, then took third on a wild pitch. Pete Alonso walked, but Scherzer was able to gut through it. He struck out Rosario and then Guillorme to keep the go-ahead run at third. In the bottom of the sixth, Miguel Castro would get the ball. He walked the first hitter he faced before a Yan Gomes single put Brock Holt at third. Castro did strike out Luis Garcia, but after his three-batter minimum was expired, the Mets went to Edwin Diaz to try to keep the game tied, but Josh Harrison would punch one toward right.
And the first pitch lined in the air to right. That's going to fall in for a base hit picked up by Nimmo. He throws to second. They get a force play, but a run scores as Holt comes in from third. Well, there was a little bit of a decoy there. It's not a hit for Josh Harrison. He'll get stuck with a fielder's choice. He'll get the RBI as Holt comes in from third.
The other way for Harrison on a fielder's choice, but it was good enough to give Washington the lead 4-3. Mets in the seventh against Will Harris got a one-out base hit from Brandon Nimmo. Jeff McNeil popped out, leaving it up to J.D. Davis to try to keep the Mets' playoff hopes alive.
Nimmo now will stretch the lead at first. 1-2 the count. Harris comes set. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. The ball game is over, and so are the Mets' chances of qualifying for the postseason.
4-3, the final in Game 1. The Mets didn't get an insurance run in either game. But when they do, the insurance run of the game is sponsored by Hiram Cohen & Son, an insurance brokerage firm since 1919. Hiram Cohen & Son, here for you today, and we'll be here for you tomorrow. Visit HiramCohen.com. So the Mets lost Game 1, rendering Game 2 meaningless in terms of the standings, but still had to play it, and it was Rick Porcello facing Anibal Sanchez, a couple of guys who are veteran starting pitchers who've both struggled this year. Sanchez's ERA above 6, Porcello's over 5, and Sanchez was okay tonight. Porcello got through the first couple of innings without a problem, but then had some trouble in the bottom of the third, and it started with Trey Turner. Pitch. Turner hits one deep toward right center. This one's headed for the gap, and it will be gone. A home run. It headed for the gap all right and just cleared the fence in straightaway right center field. So Trey Turner goes the opposite way and homers off Porcello, giving Washington a 1-0 lead. Turner's 11th home run is career high 19, so he was on pace to fly by that in a normal season. And the Nationals a 1-0 advantage in the third. They would get a lot more. Juan Soto drew a walk, stole a base, and the 32-year-old rookie Yadiel Hernandez would bring him around. Three balls and a strike. You don't hear that a lot, longing for Y.A. Tittle. Pitch is lined toward the right field line. That's a base hit for Hernandez. It'll bounce to the corner. Soto will jog toward the plate. Yadiel Hernandez is into second. He will make a big turn, but he'll stay put right there. RBI double, and Washington leads 2-0. A good point I made about Y.A. Tittle, but RBI double by Hernandez gave Washington a 2-0 lead. Then Kurt Suzuki would single home Hernandez. Pete Alonso made an error to prolong the inning, and back-to-back RBI singles from Josh Harrison and Michael A. Taylor made it a 5-run inning for Washington, all of it off Porcello, who would only last 3 innings tonight. Did give the Mets a chance to use their bullpen a bit. Erasmo Ramirez worked a scoreless inning, and so did Dellin Betances, pitching for the first time in a month as he made the comeback of the week presented by the Burke Rehabilitation Hospital, a member of the Montefiore Health System. Mets down 5-0 after 3. Pete Alonso would bite into that lead a little bit with one man on in the top of the fourth. It's not raining in the bullpen. It's pitched to Alonso. That's hit in the air toward left center field. This one's headed for the gap, and that ball is gone. A home run. Pete Alonso with a line drive that snuck into the Mets bullpen. It's his 14th home run of the year, and the Mets get on the board here in the fourth as Washington's lead has been cut to 5-2. 14 homers for Alonso, the team leader. The Mets would get one more in the sixth as Todd Frazier had an RBI single to score Jeff McNeil. At that point, the Mets had the bases loaded, a chance to tie the game, but Guillorme and Rosario, like they did in the sixth inning of Game 1, left the tying men on base again by striking out consecutively against Wander Suero to end the top of the sixth. Daniel Hudson pitched a scoreless seventh, and that was that tonight as the Mets lose twice, 4-3 and 5-3.